last few off seasons, the Broncos have made a free agent acquisition that's sent shockwaves throughout the NFL. It happened this year, too, talking about DeMarcus Ware getting you ready for training camp and counting down the top 10 storylines. Now, going to talk about what it means for Von Miller to have someone he looked up to for a long time switch uniforms, come to Denver, talking about DeMarcus Ware. What's it going to take for us to see, frankly, what would be the defensive equivalent to what Peyton Manning and this offense did last year?
Yeah, well, DeMarcus Ware said that they want to be the best sack duo of all time in the NFL. And if you look at, like, the numbers, as they like to do, you look last year at the sack duo, Robert Quinn and Chris Long, they had 27.5 sacks. But then if you look back a year before that, you look at Von Miller and Elvis Dumervil, they had 29.5 sacks. Makes you think they could do that?
Why not? I mean, I think... If you look back at that season, you know, Von and Elvis worked well together. They played well off of each other, and that's the sort of dynamic you're looking for from Von and DeMarcus Ware, although Ware is a slightly different skill set than Elvis Dumervil, a little bit stronger at the point of attack, so their chances may be better. Von and DeMarcus Ware have talked about wanting to have as many sacks or more sacks than at least one team. You know, that's one of those comments that arched a lot of eyebrows when it was made. But the Broncos, and Von Miller has been a part of this, they've already done that, because Von and Elvis back in 2012 had more sacks than the Kansas City Chiefs, who were last in the league that season. So, you know, that statement that they made, it may sound audacious on the surface, but I think it's very realistic, assuming both of them stay healthy.
What's going to determine if they can do this? Is Broncos playing with a 10-digit lead? Broncos playing with a 3-possession lead? Tighter games, the schedule. We have a tough schedule this season. Giving them rest later on in the season. For them to do this, it's not just as if they're dropped in along someone's defense. They can go out there and just get after the quarterback every single snap. A lot of things play into this. What could help determine if they can really pull this off?
I think you mentioned it in terms of playing from ahead. One thing that might hurt them a bit is how many mobile quarterbacks that they have that are tough to bring down. You've got guys like Colin Kaepernick, Russell Wilson, Michael Vick on the schedule for this year. But there's also some guys who stand back there in the pocket, guys like Carson Palmer in Arizona, Sam Bradford in St. Louis. And if the Broncos get a lead in those games, those could be the kind of opportunities for them to pad their sack total.
And almost maybe, Phil, more simply, Von Miller's health, which from all accounts it sounds like he's fine.
Yeah, well, you know, last year he bulked up. He got bigger. It kind of slowed him down a little bit. Now he's back down to his normal playing weight, and especially after the year he had with all the ups and downs last year. Now, hopefully trying to get healthy by the time training camp gets around, you know that he's motivated like never before to kind of have that season and prove to the Broncos, like he said, that he can be the best in the NFL.
I overheard some folks from the press during minicamp say, man, I still can't believe DeMarcus Ware is on this team. I don't know if we can either. And pretty soon, when they start playing, it's going to be a whole lot of fun to see what these guys can do. DeMarcus Ware opposite a healthy Von Miller. That's what we're looking forward to seeing. Plenty more storylines left as we get everyone ready for 2014 training camp. And, of course, you can find all of them on DenverBroncos.com.